This story is called An Excellent Caning Technique. Oh, hello. You've caught me in a good mood. I've just given Douglas a good bare-bottom caning, and he's now standing in front of me desperately shifting his weight from foot to foot and trying to rub the sting away. The sight of him trying to rub away from the effect of a well-caned bottom always puts me in a good mood. It's the magic of the cane that does it. It's so light and requires very little effort to achieve such amazing results. To look at Douglas now, you'd think he'd been punished by a really strong person using lots of energy. Not a bit of it. He's had 6 strokes with my senior cane, and I didn't do much more than move my wrist a little. Still, my technique is good, even if I say so myself. To my mind, the perfect cane stroke leaves a tram line, which starts on one cheek, leaps over the bum crack, and continues its journey on the other cheek. Douglas is now the owner of 6 such tramlines, which is why I'm in a very good mood indeed. Mind you, it takes much more than just an excellent caning technique to punish a bottom properly. As a true disciplinarian mistress, I must also induce an unquestioning obedience in the boy to be caned. This is important because to some extent, he must cooperate in his punishment. He must offer his bottom to the cane so that I can administer each stroke with maximum effect and produce those double-cheek tramlines that I like so much. To do this, the bum crack must be open. Unless there be any doubt, let me make it clear that by open, I mean the arsehole must be clearly displayed. Please forgive my directness, but when it comes to important matters such as corporal punishment, I find it best to put social conventions to one side and say exactly what I mean. Spreading the cheeks to open the crack tends to flatten the target area, and the cane comes into contact with more bare bottom than would otherwise be the case. This makes the caning much more effective. Now, you don't need to be a genius to work out that offering an open bum crack for a caning is not Douglas's favourite pastime, but yet he does it. The reason he does it is because I've commanded it, and disobedience would be unthinkable, as would be the consequences. Of course, the fact that he doesn't like it is of itself sufficient reason for making him do it. His unquestioning obedience is a demonstration of his subordination and proof of my right to thrash him as severely as I think fit. And believe me, I do. The final question is, where to cane? It would be a shame to waste my perfect technique and his perfect presentation on a series of ill-considered cane strokes. I like to think that Douglas is the easel, his bottom the canvas, my cane the brush, and of course I am the artist. As far as I'm concerned, the bottom is defined by its crack, so I don't cane below the crease where the thighs begin, and I don't cane above the point where the crack starts to approach the lower back. Actually, one of the benefits of insisting on an open bum crack is that I can use the arsehole to line up the cane stroke. It's a good idea to do this because at this point the cheeks are at their fullest and the crack is at its deepest, allowing my caning to be at its severest. I see Douglas has stopped wriggling now, although I'm pleased to say he's still looking sorry for himself. He'll be looking even sorrier in a minute because it's time for the cane again. I shall use my favourite crook-handled cane. It's long and swishy and just perfect for dealing with really naughty boys. When I've finished with him, you'll be able to toast bread in front of his arse. At least he'll be doing something useful. He really deserves this thrashing. Do you know what he was doing? I caught him looking down my blouse. He was actually looking down my blouse. I could hardly believe it. The top couple of buttons were open and the little pervert was peering down my cleavage trying to catch a glimpse of my nipples. In a way, it's my fault, I suppose. I wasn't wearing a bra and the blouse was low cut. And to be honest, Douglas has a thing about tits. I should know. I've caned him often enough for wanking at girly magazines, and it's always the same type of picture he spunks over. You know the sort. Erect nipples and firm, pert tits being thrust out towards the camera by some 18-year-old young beauty. Well, now that he's had a quick flash, he can thrust out his pert bottom towards my cane and brace himself for a severe thrashing. Given the nature of the offence, I think 38 strokes might be appropriate. He ought to thank his lucky stars that those workouts in the gym have trimmed me up a bit. It's not so long ago that this offence would have earned him 44.